news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The most senior officials in the Trump administration testified Tuesday before a Senate hearing about the most urgent global threats facing the U.S., suggested that many of the president's sweeping assertions related to national security are inconsistent with their own assessments. CNN put together a handy fantasy versus reality clip.
We have won against ISIS. We've beaten them, and we've beaten them badly.
ISIS is intent on resurging and still commands thousands of fighters in Iraq and Syria.
Chairman Kim, we have a great chemistry, and we're well on our way. You know, we signed an agreement. It said we will begin the immediate denuclearization.
North Korea will seek to retain its WMD capabilities and is unlikely to completely give up its nuclear weapons and production capabilities.
I have President Putin. He just said it's not Russia. I will say this. I don't see any reason why it would be.
Not only have the Russians continued to do it in 2018, but we've seen indication that they're continuing to adapt their model.
Fox News actual newsman Shepard Smith explains what happened.
Our reporting begins with President Trump's intelligence team contradicting what the president himself has told the American people and the very foundation of his foreign policy. The director of national intelligence, Dan Coats, telling senators on the Intelligence Committee that China and Russia are the biggest threats to the United States, and that officials in Beijing and in Moscow are more aligned than they have been in decades. The FBI director, Chris Wray, told members of the committee that Russia is likely to once again use social media in an attempt to sway the 2020 presidential election.
Is it the IC's assessment that this country's adversaries continue to use U.S. social media platforms as a vehicle for weaponizing disinformation and spreading foreign influence in the United States?
Yes, that's certainly the FBI's assessment. Not only have the Russians continued to do it in 2018, but we've seen indication that they're continuing to adapt their model and that other countries are taking a very interested eye in that approach.
Of course, intelligence agencies found Russia did meddle in the 2016 presidential election and in the 2018 midterms, using social media, among other things, to try to manipulate voters. Here's where some of the testimony from Coates, FBI Director Christopher Wray, and the CIA Director Gina Haspel directly contradicts President Trump and his foreign policy. First, the intelligence chief testified that North Korea will likely not give up its nuclear arsenal. In fact, Director Coates testified, its leaders ultimately view nuclear weapons as critical to the North Korean regime's survival. Second, on Iran, the Islamic Republic is not currently undertaking the key nuclear weapons development activity necessary to make a bomb. And third, regarding the ongoing threat from the Islamic State, ISIS still commands thousands of fighters in Iraq and Syria and is active in Syria and has networks around the world. In short, ISIS is not defeated. And finally, nowhere in the 42-page threat assessment report is there an indication that a wall on our southern border would be helpful in any way, and nothing to indicate that a wall should be built to bolster national security or anything else.
Trump started off his Wednesday with a tweet storm contradicting those truths. Hashtag sad. Speaking of problems with U.S. foreign policy, here's one that should make you good and angry. Remember back in November when the Trump administration announced that a planned sit-down between Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin at the G20 in Argentina was canceled following Russia's attack on three Ukrainian naval vessels in the Azov Sea? Well, shocker alert, they lied. Financial Times is reporting that Trump did indeed sit down with Putin at the G20 in Buenos Aires. He did it with no translator or note taker from the U.S. side to record the dialogue between the two leaders. Trump was accompanied by his wife, but no staff. And Putin had his translator present. It was just the four of them at a table. The U.S. State Department declined to discuss any details of the meeting, referring questions to the White House. A White House spokesman declined to comment beyond previous acknowledgments that a brief encounter occurred. New polling numbers are out, and they're not looking so good for President Bone Spurs.
Asked by Quinnipiac University, a poll on who do you trust more on the issues important to you? 49% say House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. 42% say President Trump. Among independent voters, trust in Pelosi is steady at 49, but trust in the president falls to 36. On the question of border security, voters trust Democrats in Congress more than President Trump, 50% to 41%. As for who is responsible for the government shutdown, 56% say Trump, and congressional Republicans, 34%, blame the Democrats. And when asked whether a border wall with Mexico would significantly decrease violent crime, only 33% said yes, 64% said no.
Score one for Chuck Schumer. He announced that Stacey Abrams, who was barely defeated in November in Georgia's gubernatorial race, will deliver the Democratic response to the State of the Union address, now scheduled for Tuesday evening, February 5th. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I really can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.